USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect has been arraigned in the suspected murder of an American student who was found dead in Russia this week. Missing for 4 days, the body of 34-year-old Catherine Ciro was discovered Saturday in a wooded area located about 250 miles from Moscow. Alexander Popov, who has a history of violent crime, is suspected of the June 15th violence. As inflation grips America's economy, natural gas prices are starting the summer off season nearly twice as high as they were a year ago. U.S. producers have stuck to the small drilling plans they inked out when prices were lower, eliminating the glut that was keeping the prices low. Natural gas prices at $3.22 per million British thermal units is up 96% from a year ago. President Biden will meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and the chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, Abdullah Abdullah, at the White House on Friday. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Twitter's suspected election interference by selectively censoring some content is mentioned in a new lawsuit against the media giant. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A conservative influencer has filed a lawsuit against Twitter and the California Secretary of State, alleging they colluded to censor election-related content, violating the plaintiff's right to free speech, equal protection, and due process. The lawsuit states that employees with the California Office of Election Cybersecurity flagged tweets because they purportedly contained misinformation. Twitter subsequently removed many, including those written by plaintiff Rogan O'Hanley, who was permanently suspended for a tweet about the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol. Twitter has permanently suspended a large number of accounts before and after the 2020 election, including that of then-President Donald Trump. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis on June 19th signed several gun control bills into law, including one that allows cities and municipalities in the state to set their own gun regulations. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With a tone of no confidence in Vice President Kamala Harris's role as border czar, over 50 members of Congress have asked President Biden to remove the vice president from the border crisis. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that Harris has not visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE agents. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has renewed calls for Harris to visit the border. The California Republican tells Fox News that she would learn quite a lot in a visit.
And the one thing you have to understand, when there's a crisis at a border, when there's unaccompanied children coming in, you know who's caring for them? The border agents. So what's happening, they're being taken off the border, so the border's even more wide open. We're finding people rushing it like we've never seen before, but we're finding people that are on that terrorist watch list, that are coming from other countries, from more than 140 other countries. Why would they come to the southern border? Because they know it's open and they know they can enter America that way. But she should go there and she should learn firsthand what the problem is to find the solutions for it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four teams remain for hockey's Stanley Cup. Sunday night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Montreal Canadiens in overtime, 2-1 to even the series at 2. Monday night, the New York Islanders and Tampa Bay Lightning will break their series, also tied at 2, in the best of 7. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.